This is the Football Hour.
Hello and welcome to the Football Hour. I am Alex Mearns and I'm on my own. I'm on my own, like Pep Guardiola on the sideline at the Nou Camp when Neymar got the fourth goal last night. As you can tell, that's what this podcast is going to be about. It's going to be about Manchester City. It's going to be about that 4-0 last night in the Champions League. Where do we start? Aguero not starting, shall we? City were decent first half. They went into half-time 1-0 down and don't think they deserved it. If Fernandinho had some long studs in, be 0-0 at half-time. Pep's going in there saying, you're doing well, boys. You're holding your own against arguably the best team in the world with the best players in the world. Congratulations. But Fernandinho didn't have studs in. He had slippers on. He was eating the Nou Camp grass when Messi was putting the ball in the net for 1-0. But City, Pep's reason for not playing Aguero, because he was asked at the beginning by Des Kelly, BT's equivalent of Jess Shreves, is it tactical or is it fitness? Aguero got an injury training for Argentina in the international break, and he came back, he was on the bench against Everton. He came on, and we thought, well, if he's come on against Everton, surely he's starting against Barcelona. De Bruyne has been injured as well, he's just come back. So De Bruyne is playing at front on his own. I just don't really believe Pep. Is he being too smart with us by saying it's tactical and not fitness? Because Aguero's surely not 100%. So if he's not 100%, just say he's not 100%. Because if he is, even if he's 80, you're playing him, aren't you? Because however good De Bruyne is, he's not as good as Aguero at front. And we saw that last night. De Bruyne's best runs last night were from out to in, where he normally makes his runs, or dropping deeper, and then Aguero's further forward. De Bruyne was getting the ball wide. He was beating his fullback, whether it was Alba or Digne or Mascherano. They swapped around so much, the Barcelona fullback. And he was meant to be the guy in the box that the ball was being played to, but obviously he can't pass it to himself. I thought it was a strange one. I thought it was a strange one to say that you want more midfielders. So saying that you don't want Aguero in your side, he's not injured, you just don't want him playing, was strange. Because if you want more midfielders, why are you leaving Fernandinho on his own to cope with Busquets, Iniesta, Rakitic, and Messi dropping deep, and Neymar dropping deep, and Messi coming in? I thought it was very strange, because what you got is a 4-1-4-1 with De Bruyne. So it was Fernandinho on his own, coping with all them players I've just listed off. So you're not really playing more midfielders. You're just leaving your one midfielder on your own, but you're putting a midfielder as a striker. Pep was brought to City four games like last night, four games against Barcelona, to take City to that next level. And I thought they played well. I thought they did. It was a crazy game, really, because it's two sides that commit suicide in order to win. They commit suicide at the back with the way they play with their goalkeepers. Johnny Stones, Umtiti, Mascherano, they blast the ball at their goalkeeper because they just expect that bloke to have a great touch. It's admirable. It really is admirable. And Pep has said he will never ask his goalkeeper to go long. He will always ask him to play short. But what you've got to have then is a goalkeeper which makes the right pass, have the best touch 100% of the time during a football match. And that was Claudio Bravo's mistake. He didn't do it for 100% of the football match, because you saw with the sending off, it was a poor first touch and it was a poor pass, and then it was a poor decision. He's got himself sent off and he misses the next game. You have to be an elite footballer, an elite goalkeeper. You cannot make them mistakes, Claudio, or you're going to cost your team. And I played a match yesterday for my uni football team, University of Westminster. We're playing Christchurch, right? And the match starts, and it was a little bit like City. We were like, okay, we're in this game. They were having chance after chance. And I'm centre-back, right? And my manager's going, play out, play out, play out, play out. And I was just thinking, it's just a matter of time before the score. A matter of time before the score. Like Barcelona last night. And we were 2-0 down at half-time, right? But City were only one. We just shut up shop. We ended up drawing the second half 1-1. What City did, similar to Brazil against Germany, and I know that was 7, which is even worse. Remember, last night, Barcelona missed a penalty. So it could have been 5. Sometimes managers are asking their team to be so aggressive with their attacking style. Constantly play, 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 play. City, what they should have done is shut up shop. These lot are Barcelona. And you saw with the fourth goal, Neymar. Otamendi's trying to nick the ball in the middle of the Barcelona half against Neymar. And I thought Neymar was, for the fourth goal, was incredible. His speed to get up the pitch was electric. But he had so much time to lay the ball off to Messi and then Messi progress onto the City back four. I felt sorry for John Stones. He is a £50 million player, but I just still see him as just this lad from Barnsley, as I was saying in the Luke Garber interview. And last year, he wasn't a world-class footballer for Everton. You could see with his passing, and I just felt a bit sorry for him. He had no protection. And then I felt in front of him, he had no protection because Fernandinho had no one to help him. He had no one to help him, even though Pep was saying, I want to play more midfielders. Why don't you play Fernando next to Fernandinho? Why not? You're playing Barcelona. You see what they can do to any side. And they did it to Man City. And City are meant to be the beaming light of English football now. City are meant to be the team that starts getting English teams back into semi-finals, back into the finals of the Champions League. Because we've been pretty pathetic in Europe. And now, are we being laughed at again because of this City performance? Are Pep asking too much of these players already? Because I thought Zabaleta against Neymar was just the biggest mismatch. How didn't he get sent off, really? Some of the fouls he was committing, he was just getting battered by Neymar. He just knew every time the ball came into him. He was like me against Christchurch yesterday. I didn't know whether to stick or twist. I didn't know whether to go and try get the ball, stand off. I wasn't playing Luis Suarez or Neymar, but my God, when a team's better than you, you can just see. You can just see the clear difference. And it's really, really worrying. City's form is a little bit worrying. They are joint top of the league and they're playing some fantastic football. And in the first half last night, they still were playing some fantastic football. But they've got to start sorting it out. They've really got to start sorting it out. Get Aguero back fit and firing and they can go places. But sometimes you've got to have a bit more respect for your opposition. A bit more respect. You're playing Barcelona. Messi. Steve McManaman was saying he doesn't move. He walks around because he just holds all his energy back for the important moments in a match. And he was scintillating last night. He was scintillating. You're listening to the Football Hour probably because you're either my friend, my mum and dad, or you're a football fan. And watch this bloke. Watch Lionel Messi because there's only going to be tops 5 years left of that bloke. And when he retires, it's going to be sad. It's going to be really sad. I just think we should just immerse ourselves in as many Barcelona matches or as many Real Madrid matches for Cristiano Ronaldo because there will become a point where I'm not doing podcasts saying Lionel Messi scored a hat-trick. That's upsetting for football fans. Hopefully, players like Neymar can reach that level, but Neymar was class last night. He was nowhere near Messi, was he? And yeah, I will agree with Steve McManaman. I don't think even Messi gave his best performance, but he scored three goals. He won the penalty and he goes, Neymar, you have it, even though Neymar is shocking at penalties. He's got an awful record for Barcelona. That's it. City need to sort it out. City need to be England's hope in the Champions League. It's a good job. It's a group game because they can bring them back to the Etihad. They can maybe be a bit more defensive. Maybe not get Claudio Bravo sent off. Maybe that might be a smart idea. Get Aguero fit. That's what I'm saying. Get Aguero fit. I think that's all I've got to say, really. I didn't even say Don Betts is not coming today. It'd be funny if he sat in me in the studio. I've got so much to talk about. Don Betts has just not said anything. He's not in the studio. It's just me on my own, just talking to myself and talking to you. Thank you for listening. You've just been great at the moment. You've loads of subscribers. Get on this, right? On my day off, right? I went down to Craven Cottage, Fulham's football ground, to interview Fulham fans about the match against Norwich on Tuesday. And the amount of subscribers I got and the amount of lovely people I met, just talking to them about football, talking to them about Fulham, talking to them about Norwich. I know this is a Man City podcast, but if you're listening, if you're one of the people that I got to subscribe at that Fulham match outside Craven Cottage, thank you for listening. It's a pleasure interviewing you all. And it's a pleasure recording these podcasts for you. I've been Alex Mearns. This has been the Football Hour. Keep listening, keep sharing, keep subscribing. because I'm loving it, loving doing it at the moment. Thank you very much. See you soon.
You've been listening to The Football Hour with Alex Mearns.